In this bulletin, Anthony Albanese admits to an economic figures mistake. Concerns over low voter enrolment in remote Indigenous communities. And in sport, West Coast star ruckman Nick Natanui sidelined for several weeks with a knee injury. With the latest from the SBS Newsroom, I'm Hannah Kwon. Federal Labor leader Anthony Albanese has conceded he made a mistake after he was unable to recall key economic figures on the first full day of election campaigning. Mr. Albanese was asked by reporters in northern Tasmania if he knew the official Reserve Bank cash rate and the national unemployment rate, but couldn't provide the correct number for either. Prime Minister Scott Morrison claims it's proof the Coalition are better economic managers, but Mr. Albanese is defending his stumble.
Earlier today, I made a mistake. I'm human. But when I make a mistake, I'll fess up to it and I'll set about correcting that mistake. I won't blame someone else. I'll accept responsibility. That's what leaders do.
Meanwhile, Prime Minister Scott Morrison hasn't ruled out introducing legislation to make it easier for clubs to stop transgender women from competing in female sports if his government is re-elected. The Liberal candidate for the seat of Warringah in Sydney's north, Catherine Deaves, is an outspoken campaigner for strict definitions of biological sex in sport. She and Mr. Morrison have both expressed support for a private member's bill by Liberal Senator Claire Chandler, which could effectively ban transgender women from competing in female sports. Mr. Morrison says he's pleased to have played a role in ensuring Ms. Deaves' pre-selection.
I think she's raised very important issues, and I think Claire Chandler has also been very outspoken and brave on these issues, and I share their views. And if you have more to say about that at another time, then I will.
Australians will still be able to vote on election day if stuck in COVID-19 isolation as a confirmed case or close contact. The Australian Electoral Commission has confirmed it will roll out a telephone voting system for people subject to isolation orders on the 21st of May. A powerful Northern Territory Land Council is raising concerns over low voter enrolment in many Indigenous communities. Direct or automatic enrolment using data from Centrelink, the Australian Tax Office and motor vehicle registries has been implemented across the country to add voters to the electoral roll. But the Northern Land Council says as many as 40,000 people could have been left off the roll in the Northern Territory because the Australian Electoral Commission hasn't applied the policy in remote Aboriginal communities. A new survey has found primary school children in Australia would rather learn a local Indigenous language than Japanese, Mandarin, French, Italian, German or Indonesian. The Children's Voice survey from Know Your Country also reveals a majority of parents feel it's much more important to learn about Australia's First Nations peoples and their culture in school than ancient Egypt. 85% of children surveyed overall say they enjoy learning about First Nations peoples and cultures, which increases to 92% for those who have direct contact from a local member of the Indigenous community. Labor announced last month it would commit $14 million over 3 years to employ a First Nations language and culture teacher in 60 schools if it wins government at the upcoming election. Elon Musk has decided not to join the board of social media giant Twitter. The Tesla chief executive disclosed just days ago he had bought a 9.2% stake in the social media company, making him its largest shareholder. Musk was set to step into a position on Twitter's board over the weekend, but the company's chief executive Parag Agrawal says in a tweet that the 50-year-old has now decided not to join. Mr. Agrawal says he believes the decision is for the best, but Twitter will remain open to Musk's input. It comes as Musk has suggested a raft of changes for Twitter, including the addition of a new look for the checkmarks of premium subscribers. Chris Bailey, the lead singer of legendary Australian punk rock band The Saints, has died at the age of 65. Bailey was born in 1957 in Kenya to Irish parents and migrated to Brisbane from Belfast when he was 7 years old. He co-founded The Saints with school friends in Brisbane in 1973. They became pioneers of punk with their iconic 1976 single, I'm Stranded. The song is on the list of top 30 Australian songs of all time, and the band was inducted into the ARIA Hall of Fame in 2001. To sport, and the West Coast Eagles have been dealt a major blow with ruckman Nick Natanui sidelined for several weeks with a knee injury. The three-time All-Australian hurt his knee in Saturday's upset win over Collingwood at Dockland Stadium. The Eagles say scans reveal Natanui's injured the medial ligament in his knee and they're not expecting him back until the second half of the season. And now for a look at tomorrow's weather. Perth, partly cloudy, 25 degrees. Adelaide, similar conditions, 24. Melbourne, cloudy, 18. Hobart, much the same, and 19 degrees. Canberra, a shower or two, 19 as well. Wollongong, showers, 20. Sydney, the same, 21 degrees. Newcastle, showers as well, 23. Brisbane, mostly sunny, 30. Cairns, a shower or two, 31. And Darwin, a possible shower or storm, 35 degrees. That's the latest SBS News. I'm Hannah Kwan.